It's Wednesday, July 26th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. South Sudan has over 150,000 child refugees who have gone to Uganda, and World Vision is saying that the crisis that the children have faced has left lasting effects on them. However, the World View spoke to William Levi, director of Operation Nehemiah Missions in South Sudan, who said that he is advocating that pastors, not secular psychologists, speak to the children and their families.
I will advocate the role of the pastors who are also there in the camps to minister the word of God to these young people, or to minister to the families who have been impacted by this war. And if this organization, who are Christian organizations, really care about the future of these children, because they're talking about the impact of the war on their generation to come, why not talk about the impact of the scripture and the Bible in the life of these young people who have been impacted by this war?
Levi said that when they were in Sudan this year, he asked the pastors from several different tribes how they would reach out to these displaced young people.
They say, just get us radios. You have radio station? We want to hear the gospel. That's all there is to it.
If you want to support their project of outfitting phones with the Bible for people to listen to in Sudan, go to operationsnehemiah.org. Romans 10:14 asks, "And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them?" Charlie Gard's parents have a final request for their 11-month-old son: the chance to take him home to die, according to Life News. Based on new evidence, the couple said Charlie's condition has deteriorated too much and there is no longer any hope of the experimental treatment working. When his life support is scheduled to be removed at London's Great Ormond Street Hospital is not yet known. Charlie's mother, Connie, told the Royal Court of Justice in London that, quote, "Charlie was left to lie and deteriorate. We wanted Charlie to have the chance. There was never false hope, as confirmed by many experts. Now we'll never know. We should have been trusted as parents," unquote. The church must, quote, "keep up," unquote, with the modern world by presiding over homosexual faux weddings, said the Secretary of State for Education, Justine Greening, reports The Telegraph. Currently, Church of England priests are legally not allowed to marry homosexual couples in church or bless their fake marriages. Acts 5:29 declares, "We must obey God rather than man." After Senator John McCain's doctors removed a blood clot above his left eye and diagnosed him with an aggressive brain cancer, the 80-year-old Republican from Arizona returned to the Senate chamber yesterday to cast a crucial vote to allow debate to proceed as Republicans seek to repeal Obamacare, reports the Washington Post. But then, like an angry prophet, Senator McCain condemned the tribal politics besetting the nation.
"Stop listening to the bombastic loudmouths on the radio and television and the internet. They don't want anything done for the public good. Our incapacity is their livelihood. I will not vote for this bill as it is today. It's a shell of a bill right now. We all know that."
If Attorney General Jeff Sessions resigns or is fired by President Donald Trump, he could be replaced by Texas Senator Ted Cruz, according to the Washington Post. Last week, Trump told the New York Times he never would have appointed Sessions had he known he would have recused himself from the Russia investigation. And on Monday, Trump tweeted that the, quote, "beleaguered," unquote, Sessions should be looking at possible crimes by Hillary Clinton, including her own ties to Russia. Last Monday night, though, Cruz himself weighed in, stressing that he was not interested in the job. Prominent evangelicals have spoken out in defense of President Donald Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner, an Orthodox Jew, as he faced questioning from a United States Senate committee over his contacts with Russian officials on Monday, describing him as one of the most valued confidants Christian leaders have inside the White House. The Christian Post reports that Johnny Moore, former vice president at Liberty University, said, quote, "All of us that know Jared Kushner would say that there is not a person that we know with greater integrity, nor a person who is more kind and more thoughtful, unquote. Astronomers have finally solved the mystery of peculiar signals coming from a nearby star, a story that sparked intense public speculation this week that perhaps alien life had been found. It has not. The signal was actually interference from a distant satellite, reports the Japan Times. Chicago Bears linebacker Gerald Freeman was on his way to training camp from the Austin, Texas airport on Sunday when he stopped for barbecue, reports the Good News Network. When he started eating at Salt Lick Taco Bar, he noticed a man dining next to him who stood up from his table with a look of desperate fear on his face. After a nearby woman gave the man the Heimlich maneuver to no avail, Freeman took over and on the second attempt was able to successfully dislodge a piece of brisket from Marcus Ryan's throat. The football star tweeted a picture of the two together with the comment, quote, "Wow, Mom would be proud," unquote. And that's the world view in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, July 26th in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.